You don't have to visit a highfalutin gallery to buy great art. Salvador Dali etching, perhaps? How about a $10,000 painting from American realist John Engelhart? Or artifacts from African tribal ceremonies? You might be surprised to find out who in Western Washington is selling this art. Here's KUOW reporter Sarah Lerner.
First, the e-sales manager of this place.
What I'm wondering when I realize that somebody drops off something that valuable at Goodwill is, does the person who drops it off know what it's worth?
In some cases, no, and in some cases, yes. A good example is the Salvador Dali. We never had a conversation with the donor. We don't know if they knew the value of the art. We would assume not, because they just left it with one of our retail stores with nothing special.
That's Dylan Lippert, online sales guy at Tacoma Goodwill. Yep, Goodwill. The Dali etching showed up last year. It went for $21,000. The Engelhart painting, a few months ago, it went for $10,000. In that case, the man who donated it knew exactly what it was worth. He specifically chose Goodwill because they do have a slick program for valuing goods and getting them sold at the right price. And that could be on eBay, Amazon, or Goodwill's own online bidding store. Meaning, Goodwill's business model has seriously evolved over the years. There are even some nice Goodwill boutiques where only high fashion items are sold. And those African artifacts, they're from Cameroon, Mozambique, the Congo, Mali, and they're worth $11,000. Tacoma Goodwill is selling those online right now. They were dropped off at a Goodwill in Port Townsend. Lippert says he's seen all kinds of things in his line of work, but the artifacts really stand out.
The very first box I opened was one of the masks staring right back at me, and it was a little unsettling. But then when you look at the craftsmanship and the wear from the years, and just try and piece together in your own mind the story of, you know, where this item has been, how it got to Western Washington, and then how it found its way to Goodwill, that's where they become very interesting.
Although these pricey items are offered up through Goodwill, those of you who love the regular old, sometimes dusty retail stores, have no fear. Those shops are still in abundance. Those and the outlet stores, where you can dive in the bins of clothes and find that snazzy leopard print coat for a quarter. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.
I'm gonna pop some tags.